How can event logistics help you get higher satisfaction scores and at the same time increase your profit margins? I'll ask it to Maarten van Rijn. Hi Maarten, welcome to our studio.
Thank you.
Well, higher satisfaction scores and more profit for your event with event logistics. You got my attention.
Yes, I understand that might raise some questions, but I think that if you organize your event well in the logistics sense, that you provide more service, that people don't have to wait in long lines to get their beers, then if you provide them service, they will consume more. Mm-hmm. So you end up with more profit, probably. But the second thing is, and maybe it's even more important, it's the fact that if people are satisfied and getting their service very well, mm-hmm. Then they won't have that much time to get in trouble. So safety is a very good argument to provide them a good service.
Now, is it that service can actually help the safety on the event?
Yeah, I think I compare that always with my former job as a mm-hmm. PE teacher, where I was... as a small kid as well, I was waiting in a line to jump over one of those obstacles in the gym. And if I had to wait long, I was always teasing girls and pushing. And that's mm-hmm. the same thing is what's happening in an event. People, when they don't get the real service they want, then they've got, well, you haven't got their attention, and you should have their attention, and they should be satisfied with the service provided.
Is it also so that with event logistics, you can make sure your resources are put into action more efficient?
Yeah, if you calculate, and that's one of the main reasons that I'm into event logistics, mm-hmm. You should always base your events and your actions based on figures. So you should know figures about the use of the amount of use of toilets, the time they use toilets, how much time do you need to draw some to get some beers out of the tap. So if you have those figures, you can calculate how much effort you should put in for your customer.
Yeah, but you have those figures when you organize an event multiple times. But if you organize something for the first time, where do you start?
Right, that's a very good thing to mention. That is what I'm trying to learn my students. Try to think in processes. Always try to think mm-hmm. in processes. And if you don't get those figures, talk to others. And within my my lectures at the university, I'm always trying to find parties mm-hmm. that have that knowledge.
Okay.
And want to share the knowledge so that our students can learn from that. But that's one of the difficult things in events. People are not really very willing to share their knowledge.
No.
Which is actually quite, which is a pity, which is a real pity, because you can't professionalize mm-hmm. as much as you really would like to.
Yeah, if you
And if they share more, their knowledge, then the level of the competence level of organizing events would be much bigger for all the new students coming in and really want to join the field of work.
You helped me write a chapter on event logistics in my new book, Events 2. And what's remarkable about that is when you are describing event logistics, you talk about a process that starts at home and ends at home. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, I say that if you make what I call, since this week, what I call fun lanes, mm-hmm. that means...
Since this week.
Since this week. I was always thinking about how should you call that. In logistics, you know, the green lanes, where containers are going through customs and everything as soon and as quick as possible without too mm-hmm. much of a delay. And I thought, actually, the public should do the same thing. They should stand up in the morning mm-hmm. and go from home, from their beds, to the bar without any delays, mm-hmm. with no waiting lines whatsoever. And if you organize that, people will be very satisfied about mm-hmm. the way you organize your event. They will come back, and it's not only from bed to bar, but from bar to bed, it's the same thing. When it's finished, people should go their way as soon as possible back to without delays and long lines waiting for.
Of course, that sounds very great, but how do you make sure that happens in that way?
Well, I think if the different parties involved in organizing events are really working together and combining their knowledge, mm-hmm. and well, they think in chains instead mm-hmm. of thinking in separate functions, mm-hmm. Then you can realize things like that. And then the venue where you organize your event will be able to get the people out of the venues quickly and safely. But if you place the problem to the next party and you say, okay, we're off, and now it's your problem, then that's not what I mean in what I meant by thinking in change. You should try to get people off your grounds, off your premises, and then to the next chain where they can handle the amount of people you want to get rid of.
Yeah.
And if you do that and you make those processes fit to each other with more or less the same capacities, you get one flow out of your event, and people will be happy with the service and they will come back, I'm sure.
But for example, when people are coming to your event, one of the main troubles every time is traffic. How do you start with that?
Yeah, I can imagine that people are very likely to use their cars, because that's easy to do. And nowadays, a lot of events are very well organized by all kind of mobility services. For instance, in the Netherlands, is Traffic Support is a very mm-hmm. big player in that perspective. And they're doing quite well, and they organize it. They know their figures. So mm-hmm. they know that in the 3 hours time or the 4 hours time that people are coming in, it's well organized. So with your car, you have a more or less a green lane. Going to the festival, you enter, and the amount of ticket booths is mm-hmm. okay. You get in, and you have your festival. But in the end, mm-hmm. most of the time, it's like, okay, this is our final show, and it's 11 o'clock, and everybody says,
bye.
Bye. And then the same amount of people coming in 3 hours' time are going out in 1 hour.
Yeah.
How much capacity do you need then?
That's hardly
impossible to organize. Yeah. And I mean, if you try to think about those kind of things, like, okay, if we stop at 11 o'clock because of governmental rules or whatever, is it possible that we can negotiate with the local government to say, okay, we go on for an hour, but at a 3 or 6 dB lower noise level, and you have only some beers left, not too many places, but so the half of the crowd will go out in an hour, and the next hour is the other half going. Mm-hmm. That gives you a much smoother exit from people, and a much easier to handle amount of people getting out.
Yeah, and again,
and
safer.
That's what I mean about chain thinking. Local government, give them the permission to do it a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Event organizer, it takes you an hour extra, an hour and a half extra, but the whole process is much smoother. The customer is more satisfied. The customer will return more easy. That's in my perspective.
Interesting stuff to think about. Maarten, thank you very much for coming to our show.
My pleasure.
And you at home, thank you for watching the show. I hope to see you next time.